What if you really analyze and you had time, like me as a coach, to talk to someone and then understand what they were saying and listen to them closely. Whenever a person keeps saying what they want, they usually just get more wanting. I have a friend who's always saying to me she wants to find a relationship that makes her happy and that makes her heart sing and that is compatible with her children and compatible with her. And she's been saying I want for a very long time, and she just gets more wanting. She just has more and more wanting. What I would prefer to you to say, which is a more coming from a power word of strength, I intend. You see, when you say to the word, I intend to do something, you've made a decision. The root word of decision is a Greek word that means cut. When you make a decision, you now cut down your options and choices of other things. You drop them from your sight. You have to make a decision that you are going to do something. This is my intention. I intend to be prosperous. I intend to attract new customers. I intend for us to reinvent ourselves. Another word that I would like to bring a little red flag to is the word try. This is a rampant word in our society, and it's a very bad word for successful people because, again, what you focus on, you get more of. So when a person says, I will try to do that, look, I instantly know that they have pretty much lost that opportunity. I will try. No, you will. There's no try. There's only do. So when somebody says to me, I'm going to try to lose some weight, I know that pretty much the chances of them losing weight are pretty slim. Or if I'm going to try to find a new way to do this, it's a wimp. Don't be a wimp. You know, you're not going to try to do something. You're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. And it prosperous people are decisive people. They don't, let me tell you, folks, being on the fence about something is the kiss of death. Whenever you're undecided, you cannot manifest in your life. And so when you're crystal clear you want something and you're going to do it and you've made a decision, all the other options go out the window. And you know the old saying, you've burned your bridges? Well, there's a reason why that successful people become successful. They are intensely focused in the direction they want to go in spite of reality, in spite of what other people say. I mean, if you study people like Walt Disney, who, my goodness, contrary to popular belief and legend, was really a very challenged character. I mean, he drank a lot. He went bankrupt. He had some problems, folks. This guy had some issues. But the one great thing about Walt Disney is he was obsessed with his dreams, and he made them come true. I can honestly tell you that in my life, one of the reasons I've been able to become successful is because I'm obsessed about becoming successful. I focus my attention to it. I'm excited about it. I refuse to take no for an answer sometimes. I was this unbelievable saleswoman because if I came in your office, and by the way, if I were to sell something, I really have to believe in it. I was so enthusiastic that enthusiasm is what attracts people to you. Folks, to be prosperous, you have got to realize that your energy, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, have to be used in a right way that attracts things to you. I want to give you a quote that I have up here on my office bulletin board. It's from the famous writer George Bernard Shaw, and he said, "The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they cannot find them, they make them." So let's face it, average people are always waiting for something to happen outside of themselves. And, you know, for every person who dreams of making a fortune, there are thousands of people who are dreaming of being left a fortune or winning the lottery. Allow me to remind you, and let me invite you to think about that there are some very positive effects to changing your attitude about your work and no matter what you do. You will have more energy. You will see more opportunities. You will see how things can be changed and improved. You'll find ways to save money, time, trim the fat. You'll open yourself up to new markets that no one else may have tapped into before. Just by deciding to have a positive attitude will empower you to take more intelligent risk. You'll feel the sense of participation and ownership in creating your future. Your productivity will increase. And the great news is, folks, that the results of changing your attitude from fear and doubt to one of confidence will increase your ability to create prosperity, wealth, well-being, and good health. I sincerely hope that you will listen to this program over and over again, that you'll share it with the people in your life, that you will remind yourself on a regular basis how urgent it is that nothing shake your confidence in yourself. I want you to be very proactive. Remember that, you know, this is your life and it is not a destination. Today counts. You want to be proactive today and not wait for the outside world to save you. The government is not going to save you. I mean, they're not going to come to your office and give you a bailout. That's just not going to happen. I want to remind you of some important points that I made in our beginning prosperity program. And that is that there are four fundamental positions that you want to take to improve and attract prosperity and wealth into your life and business. The quality of your personal philosophy, which we've been talking about, the quality of your thinking, the quality of your behavior, the quality of whatever value or service that you supply to the world in exchange for money or business. So I want you to take some notes. I want you to focus on wealth. You want to focus on what you do want. Focus on what is good, what is exciting, what are the possibilities. Most people, again, want to see what's wrong in life and go around life. I think they actually miss most of their life. Avoid negativity. Ask yourself, who and what is dragging you down? How can I remove them from my reality? How can you get rid of what you don't want so you have room for what you do want? It's clearly a time to get rid of any kind of energy vampires in your life. And only you can cut that TV news off, not pick up that newspaper, get rid of that radio show that depresses you or that magazine that brings you down. And only you can make a decision to go across the room into your library and pick up a book on prosperity or something that empowers you, or to seek out your own coach or someone who, you know, gives you hope about reality. Another thing is, I really do want you to have integrity with yourself. I do want you to appreciate your children and your spouses. I just heard this morning of a client of mine who's been a client for 5 years, and he has cancer, and he has very small children, and it's very bad prognosis for him. And when I heard the news this morning, I felt sad for him, and I felt sad for his family because he's such a wonderful person. None of us know what the future will be. The only control we have of life is really understanding that the past is a locked door. The future is determined by what we do now, and right now is the present. That's why it's called the present. It's a gift. Right now is a gift. I can't control the craziness of the world. I can't control the governments. I can't control the abuse of things that happen. But what I can control is how nice I am to everybody else. I can control my attitude. I can control certain things in my life. So please have the courage to have integrity. So having integrity, I also want you to have integrity with the words that you speak. You see, when we were growing up, there was all kinds of limiting statements that were made, and they were programmed into our head. For example, the rich only get richer. This is a tough world. Dog eat dog. Money is the root of all evil. You may not even be conscious of it, but if you hear yourself at all talking or thinking stuff like, everything happens to me, I can't win for losing, The other guy is always lucky and gets the breaks. Life's a bitch and then you die. Start to pay attention to the quality of information that you're putting into your computer, your own mind, your brain, because this is your